life is stranger than fiction. And I'm going to share my talk with God here today, this little story. It was pretty funny. But life is stranger than fiction. Not sure if you had an opportunity to ever watch Dave Chappelle's show where Charlie Murphy was on there describing the crazy and wild times that Charlie and Rick James would have when Eddie Murphy was getting big in the 80s. And Charlie would hang out with Rick James and all sorts of trouble and chaos would ensue. And the bottom line of that is Charlie has one point where he's like, you can't make this shit up. You know, this is how it happened. So similarly, you can't make this shit up. My talk with God. So go back 20 years from now, and it's approximately 1991 time frame. I had recently dropped out of college and was living at home with my mother and my two younger sisters. And my mother and I came to an agreement. She was kicking me out, and I was leaving. That was the first time we agreed on much at that point. So here it was, 9 p.m., and I get in my car. At the time, it was a really old Volkswagen Rabbit that was diesel, about 240,000 miles on it, with no radio. And I had $60 to my name and in my pocket. And here I was in Rochester, New York, nowhere to go, no idea what's next, right? So I get this inner feeling to just drive to New York City. And I ended up following through with that feeling. I ended up driving to New York City. Keep in mind, I have no destination point except Manhattan. So I don't know where I'm going to live, who I'm going to live with, if I'm going to live with my car, if I'm going to die. So I begin this journey. It's approximately 5.5-6 hour journey. And I'm on New York State Thruway heading east from Rochester towards Manhattan. And no radio. So I say, hey, you know what? What's happening, God? This is Tom. I think you know who I am and know everything about me, but let's have a talk. So I talked to God, whoever you want to call it, whatever you feel. I talked to myself. I talked to God. But it was a pretty cool conversation. Needless to say, I told God everything. I said, look, I'm driving to New York City. I don't know why. I just feel that's where I'm supposed to be. So here's the deal. If I have to live in my car, I'm going to live in my car. If I die in Manhattan, I'm going to die in Manhattan. Whatever it needs to be or needs to happen is going to happen. So long story short, fast forward to about 3 in the morning. I end up in Manhattan. I come all the way from the top of Manhattan down. And by the time I start to get out of Harlem, I have nowhere to go, and there's a Chinese restaurant there. So I pull over and go inside this Chinese restaurant with $60 in my pocket. And I sit down at the table. The lady says, what can I get you? I said, I'll just have a bowl of rice. She said, we have no rice. I said, no rice? Isn't this a Chinese restaurant? So she said, no, we have no rice. What do you want? I said, okay, I guess nothing. So I get up, I go to the bathroom, I go back to my car. I get in the car, I go one stoplight further, and there's this yellow light. I could have chosen to run it, but I stopped at this red light, one stoplight after this Chinese restaurant that had no rice. And I'm sitting there, and lo and behold, my ex-stepfather, who I hadn't seen in a couple years, walks in front of my car across the street. And I'm shocked. I roll the window down, and I yell his name. And he's on Facebook here. I'll see if he watches this video. And I yell his name, and he keeps walking, because everybody yells names in Manhattan. So I yell his full name, and he turns around and says, what the hell are you doing here at 3 in the morning? I was like, what the hell are you doing walking the streets at 3 in the morning? So long story short, he's like, where are you going? I said, you're looking at it. I just got in a fight with my mom, and I just felt called to come to New York City, nowhere to go. And he's like, well, I'm recently married, and I'm right around the corner. Why don't you stay with me? I said, okay, cool. So that's how my talk with God ended up in Manhattan that 20 years ago. And to this day, my mother actually passed away back in 07, thinking that that is a made-up story, thinking that this is all pre-planned. But life is stranger than fiction. And I would encourage you to break away from the noise, which we have here. Funny enough, I was doing a video yesterday, and lawn people met me there, and now the lawn people are here. So they follow me around and wait until I shoot a video. So cut out all the noise, lawn people, radio, etc. Have a little talk with God, talk with yourself, talk with whomever about where you are in your life, where you want to go, and see if some wild and crazy coincidences don't occur and come together for you. Until next time, make today great.